And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 29th, Memorial Day edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hopefully you're getting a three-day weekend and really going to enjoy things. And remember why we have a three-day weekend while you're having some fun on Monday. We have a full day of action. But before we do that, a little housekeeping as usual. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Written content at Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and more importantly, Gaining the Edge Fantasy, GTFantasy.com or Patreon.com/GTFantasy. Go check that out. Podcast Bench with Bubba, Bubba the Bloom, First Pitch Podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, all the good stuff. I tweeted out all at BDentrick on Twitter. There's a full day of action, as I said. The main slate starts at 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. It's a six-game slate. There's a couple midday games that has a small slate. There's a four-game evening slate. I'm going to preview the six-game early slate. If you have other questions, I'll be in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord throughout the day. You can hit me up there. I'll be doing podcasts in the afternoon, so I'll probably be around somewhere if you need some help on those later slates. All right, let's get to the totals on the six-game main slate. Guardians, Orioles, 8. Rangers, Tigers, 8.5. Royals, Cardinals, 10. That's a big boy total when you're not in Coors or Cincinnati. Rays, Cubs, waiting on the weather in Wrigley. And then Rockies, D-backs at 10 as well. Another big one there. And Minnesota, Houston at 8. I wish they just had a full day slate, because like an hour later you have the Giants and the Pirates. Why couldn't that be on the slate? Make it a 7-game slate. We have 6 games to choose from here. It looks like we might have a little bit of a weather issue in Baltimore. Just keep an eye on that. We've been able to avoid the serious weather so far this for a while. So hopefully that stays the same. Pitching is pretty simple on this slate. We have a lot of offense, as you heard, a couple double-digit totals. We don't have Cincinnati or Coors on this one. Nate Eovaldi, 10-5 at the Detroit Tigers. Eovaldi has been absolutely outstanding. He's the ace of the Rangers right now. He's had 30 or more points in 3 of his last 5. He's had 27 or more in 4 of his last 5. He's just been absolutely ridiculous. 9 innings, 1 earned, 5 Ks in his last start. 5 or more Ks in 5 straight starts. He's going deep, at least 7 innings in all 5 of those starts. A total of 4 runs allowed in all 5 of those starts. He's been ridiculous. When he gets the Detroit Tigers team, striking out less than 20% of the time versus righties in the month of May, hitting 223 or the 168 ISO, they've been pesky. I will say that. They've been very pesky. But by far and away, Eovaldi is the best pitcher on this slate. Can anything happen? Of course, anything can happen. But this is the guy you want if you're paying up at the pitching position. The pivot off of him, especially in tournaments, would be Sonny Gray at the Houston Astros. The Astros team is heating up. But then again, they just faced the A's. So are they really heating up is the question. Sonny Gray has one of the best ERAs in all of baseball. With Alex Cobb's blow up on Sunday, I think Sonny Gray now has the best ERA in all of baseball. He went 5 innings, 2 earns, 6 Ks against the Giants in his last start. He's only going to give you about 5 innings most starts. He might get you 6. So that's one of the issues with Sonny Gray. It makes his chances to get wins very difficult. But it also keeps the ratios down, like 3 runs or less in most starts. He gets 2 or less walks in most starts. Usually gets you 5 or more Ks. The ceiling is just not there for Sonny Gray, especially against the Houston Astros team that you know can hit the baseball very, very well. In the month of May, Houston, 21.4% K rate versus righties. Actually, we're talking about lefties here. Against righties, Houston has a 21% K rate, 249 average, 127 ISO, so it doesn't really matter. They are still that darn good. So, if you want to go Sonny Gray as a pivot, it's there. I don't know if that's the one you want because Houston's so good and the ceiling isn't there for Sonny Gray. When you can save $400 less, and you can go Taj Bradley at 96, got to start pushed back from Sunday to Monday, thank goodness, because that game was a football game in Tampa, the early Peacock game on Sunday. Taj got hit around in his last start against Toronto, 4 innings, 4 earns, but he still got the 7 Ks. The strikeout stuff has been very, very good with Taj. We've seen like 10 points, 12 points, 18, 31. He's got the ability to go big or go home. It's just been all over the board. That's what makes him an interesting GPP play. Facing a Cubs team that can hit the ball but also strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching in May, hitting 223 with a 148 ISO. So it depends on which Taj Bradley shows up. If it's the good, like the dude we saw when he first got called up, Taj Bradley, he's a great play at $9,600. If it's the wonky one, well, he's going to kind of fit the mold of the rest of the pitchers on this slate. So pick your poison. I think Taj Bradley is in play on this slate, especially if we see the weather is very formidable for pitching in Wrigley. That'll bump him up as well. So in reality, if you're on 9K and above, give me Eovaldi. That's who I'm looking at here. But Taj Bradley does look quite interesting to me as well. If you're going cheaper, though, I'm looking at guys like Logan Allen versus Baltimore. I like Logan Allen a lot. I don't know if I want to get in front of that Baltimore offense, so we're going to probably pass on that one. JP France is a dude I've been rolling with a ton. He's only $7,000. We used him last time out. He got us 23 points. Time for that minus six. Time for that 2018. So he's got you 18 or more in three or four starts. He had one bad start against the Cubs of all places. Has his only home start. He's back home. This will be his second home start of the year against the Minnesota Twins, a Twins team that is supposed to get Royce Lewis back on Monday and Max Kepler. That's a big boost to this offense. But still, it's an offense striking out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching in May, hitting 216. But they do have that 199 ISO. Tons of power, but a lot of swing and miss in this Twins offense. And so I think that makes that's why I went with like Jose Barrios on Sunday. He walked a lot of guys, but he still put forth a really, really good effort. Bassett, not so much on Saturday. But J.P. France at that $7,000 price tag, I like quite a bit on this slate. Hopefully he can get you at least 15 points. But like he's shown us 18 or more in three or four starts, I'll take my chances against the Minnesota Twins. Outside of that, you can maybe say Adam Wainwright at $6,100 versus Kansas City. He was not good in his first couple starts here. He's made four starts off the IL, five innings at least in each start, four in runs or more in three or four starts. He's got one double-digit DK performance. He does not look good at all. So that's a dude that scares me. The other guy you could look at, but they're going up against St. Louis, it is Mike Mayers of Kansas City. He's going to be the long man coming in after Josh Stolmont, it looks like. Mayers went 4 2/3, 1 earned 8 Ks against the Tigers in his last time out, which was a kind of a similar situation. Now, if he can get you 4 to 5 innings and get you the strikeouts, that's great. It is a St. Louis team, though, striking out 22% of the time versus righties, 251 average, 203 ISO. So we know the high total in Kansas City, so it's quite dicey. But on this slate, that's where I'd go if you need an absolute punt. It would be Mayers of Kansas City. But for me, it's like Eovaldi, Bradley. If you want to go gray, you can. Eovaldi, Bradley, and J.P. France is pretty much where I'm looking at when it comes to pitching on this six-game main slate. All right, let's talk about the bats on this six-game main slate. Tons of high totals, tons of bats to play with, folks. Elias Diaz is priced up, even though he's not in Coors. He's still crushing it. Ryan Nelson pitches a ton of contact. We saw the high total there, so he's in play. You got Salvi Perez as well, 53 and 51 respectively between Diaz and Perez. Those would be two guys if you're paying up. Or you just save some cash. Texas should be very popular going up against Matt Boyd. Jonah Heim at $4,300 is a dude we love. So you can definitely go his direction. Going down to the mid-threes and below, you got the likes of Gabriel Moreno going up against Kaufman. I love Arizona on this slate. Moreno's $3,100. He's pretty much an all-or-nothing guy. 295 average, two homers on the season. It's not a ton of pop, but can maybe get you a couple hits in an RBI, and that'd be very nice at $3,100 on this slate. And other than that, like if Furman catches for Kansas City, he's $2,700. He'd be a cheapie. I wouldn't mind. That's about it, though, really. Maybe Christian Vasquez, if he gets to start for Minnesota, he's $2,200. I wouldn't even if you're using J.P. France, if you just want to punt one of the guys like that, I'm kind of okay with it. First base position, they got Goldie at 54, which is totally fine. Nathaniel Lowe at 46 versus the lefty. I don't mind that at all. But if you want to attack Logan Allen, which it hurts me to say because I like Logan Allen a lot, got Mountcastle at 45. I like Christian Walker a ton at 44. As I said, I like Arizona big time against Kaufman. So Walker at 44 is one. Again, if you're fading J.P. France, Joey Gallo in tournaments at 42 is outstanding. He's the spitting image of the way that the Twins are right now. Tons of strikeouts versus righties, but almost a 200 ISO. That's Joey Gallo, folks, $4,200. Vinny Pascantino, the Royals against Waino, is $4,200 as well. So I like that a lot. Got Kirilloff at 36 versus France. If you want to fade Stroman, you can. Luke Rayleigh is $3,500, getting on and stealing all the bases right now. Josh Naylor going up against Tyler Wells at 34 is not bad, but Nick Prado, first base outfit eligible at 32. Love me some Nolan Jones. He got the call up over the weekend to join the Rockies, crushing it in AAA. He's first base outfit eligible. He's $3,200 versus Ryan Nelson, so that's a good discount for him. Other than that, though, Matt Mervis, not going to do that. He's against Bradley if you want. He's $2,300. They wouldn't even play him versus Ashcraft, and that was very, very disappointing on Sunday. Second base position, you got Semien at 6K versus Boyd. 6K is an insane price tag, but probably justified against Matthew Boyd, so I'm not going to argue that one. But you got, like, Nolan Gorman at 48 is outstanding. Gorman is one of the best fantasy players in the game right now, which is nuts to say, but at least in the month of May for sure he is. So Gorman at 48. Ketel Marte went deep over the weekend. He's 47 versus Kaufman. He's another good pay-up spot. Taylor Walls, again, if you're fading Stroman, Walls is $3,800. But he's only in a stack. Don't one-off with Walls or anything. That's just too crazy for me. If you are fading France, you're going to Minnesota stack. Edouard Julien at $2,900 would be a nice value in Minnesota for you to take advantage of. Michael Massey of Kansas City at 22 is a really good Kansas City value. He's a boomer bust guy, but it has showcased a little more power of late. So I don't mind that against a struggling Adam Wainwright. Third base, you got J-Ram at 52. He's been disappointing, but he could bust out at any moment and really make magic happen. Josh Jung, though, at 49 is my top payup spot at third base. He's just been destroying baseballs. Now he gets Matthew Boyd. It's a great, great situation there. Ryan McMahon had a big week in Colorado. Obviously, the Rockies could have their hangover. They spent a whole week at home going on the road to Arizona. He's $4,600, and that will be a narrative you'll hear on Monday morning is, hey, play Ryan Nelson because Colorado's coming out of Coors. And I get it. I get it. It's been proven to work many times. Ryan Nelson's just not good. He's not good at baseball. So if he does it, congratulations. That's what baseball is. It's a wild, wild ride we're on, but I'll take my chances. Give me some Ryan McMahon at $4,600. Farther down the list, though, you like Josh Rojas at 4K, Isak Paredes at 36. He's been just crushing the baseball. That's great to see. Below 3K, though, Willie Castro of Minnesota is $2,500. He'd be a cheapie if you need it at the position, and I think that's about it. Shortstop for you here. Corey Seager at 59 is just fine. Lefty-lefty. Bobby Witt at 54 is great. Like Wander Franco at 51. Those are all really good plays. Farther down the list, though, you got Mateo at 51. He's 45. I mean, he's been struggling, but has that GPP ceiling that we love to see. So Mateo at 45 is in play. Gerardo Perdomo is $3,700. If you're stacking Arizona, Perdomo could be in the stack. Not a one-off, but could be a stack piece for you. And that's about it. Outfield position for you. You got Yordan Alvarez, 2 home runs on Sunday. He is heating up, folks. 14 homers on the year. I think 48 RBIs now. He's $6,300 for Sonny Gray. You got Buxton and Rosarena at 57. You got Cedric Mullins at 52. But I love Corbin Carroll at 51. If you don't want to pay up for anybody else, you can make him your top pay up. Carroll at 51. You got Josh Lowe at 5K. I like that Carroll at 51 a lot, though. So keep him in mind. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. is hitting the ball extremely well. He's $4,300 versus Kaufman. That is a great spot for Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Mentioned Joey Gallo earlier at 42. You got Newt Barr at $4,200. Love that price. I've been playing Newt a ton. He leads off, gets on base, steals back, scores runs, has a little bit of pop. He just accumulates fantasy points. So Newt Barr at 42 is a really good. He's a great cash game play almost every slate with tournament appeal as well. Going down below 4K now, you got Kirilloff at 36. I like Austin Hayes a lot at 37 if you don't believe in Logan Allen today. Hayes hits lefties extremely well, and he proved it again on Sunday, putting up 18 DK points as the Orioles started off against the lefty against Texas. That's back-to-back 18-point performances, and he has 8 or more points in 5 straight games. He's $3,700. I like that a lot with Austin Hayes. Mentioned Luke Rayleigh earlier at 35. MJ Melendez is $3,400. He had a home run over the weekend. Hopefully he gets things going because the bat is too talented to be this bad for this long. Double-digit points in 2 of his last 3 games. There's a lot to like there with MJ Melendez at $3,400. Farther down, Nick Prado at 32. You got Leonardo Tavares at 33. Nolan Jones at 32, who we talked about. Jose Siri at 31 is a good value if you're looking to fade Stroman. Jake McCarthy and Pavin Smith at 3K each against Kaufman. If you can tell, Arizona is affordable and it can happen. So we like that a lot. I mentioned Willie Castro. Drew Waters of Kansas City is $2,500. He's playing nearly every day since he got called up. He had 10 points in his first game, nothing set in his other 2, but keep him in mind if he's in the lineup for Kansas City. And other than that, let me see. I'm going to have to start typing in names here in a minute, but let me just click on these buttons for you. I said Max Kepler will be back. He's only $3,900 versus JP France. He should be leading off, I'd imagine. So keep him on your radar. And then your free square of the day, everybody. I missed him earlier because I remembered it right now. If you so choose to just punt the shortstop position, Royce Lewis is $2,000. So there's your free square against JP France. Royce Lewis had 10 rehab games. He hit 333 with 4 homers, 4 stolen bases, and was crushing everything. So Royce Lewis at $2,000 is pretty, pretty, pretty good, folks. All right, recapping your pitching on this slate, Eovaldi by far, 10-5. You got Bradley at 96, JP France at 7K. If you have to punt, it's Mayers at $5,400. If you want to stack things up, because there's tons of offense on this slate, I could see the appeal of Baltimore versus Logan Allen. Not going to deny that at all. Love Texas versus Matt Boyd. That should be popular. It's going to be Kansas City versus Wainwright and St. Louis versus a game stack that game. If you have to pick one, though, give me Kansas City at the discounted price tags on that one. Houston versus Gray is interesting, but I like Minnesota versus France as well. And then that Colorado-Arizona game. So Texas should be popular, but it's in pitcher-friendly Detroit, so keep that in mind. So Kansas City-St. Louis, Colorado-Arizona, both totals of 10. Love Kansas City, don't mind St. Louis. Love Arizona, don't mind Colorado either because Ryan Nelson sucks. So like Arizona, KC, Colorado, St. Louis, that's how I would rank them personally. All fine. Texas in a bubble is above all of them, but they should be popular, so you can kind of pivot off of that if you so choose. But that'll do it, folks. Six-game early slate on your Memorial Day Monday. Hope you guys have a great day. If you have the day off, enjoy your friends, family, and fun. Remember why we have the day. It's a day to remember, Memorial Day, of course. But there'll be other games later in the day. Again, if you have questions, I'm on Twitter at BDEntrek, BDENTREK. If you give the podcast a rate review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. I try not to say that too much, but that'd be awesome. But that'll do it. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, May 29th edition. I'm out.